Next to the last one. We're on the home stretch. Thanks for getting up so early, and we're very impressed with the large crowd. My name is Jennifer Duke. I'm the Director of Research and Evaluation at the American Legacy Foundation, and I want to thank my colleagues Donna Ballone, Molly Green, Nicole Doler, Karen Martin, Catherine Wilson, and Cheryl Hilton, our President and CEO. They've all been working hard on this project, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about it today. Truth or Consequences is the name of the program, and it's about increasing exposure to rural and underserved youth. The objectives for today, hopefully you'll learn a little bit more about the background and the rationale for the Truth or Consequences program that we've initiated this year, as well as to understand a little bit more about the design and evaluation of the program. And I also just want to let you know about the grants initiative that we're conducting as part of the program. So a little bit of background about the Truth campaign. Probably a lot of people in the room are already aware of the campaign. Legacy's National Truth campaign is an anti-tobacco counter-marketing campaign, and it's designed to reduce smoking among high-sensation-seeking youth. Our target is age 12 to 17, and we've had several studies over the year document the success of the campaign, both in terms of high awareness levels among youth, increases in anti-tobacco attitudes and beliefs about both the industry as well as tobacco use in general. We've had several studies that have shown that perceived prevalence of youth among about their friends' smoking behaviors are impacted by the Truth campaign in a positive way. And also, the campaign has been linked to a roughly 22% of the total decline in youth smoking during its first 2 years. So we also see behavioral impacts of the campaign. So what is Truth or Consequences? Truth or Consequences is a snazzy name we came up with for a three-year program that's funded by jointly funded by the Legacy Foundation and through a CDC grant, and it's designed to continue to reduce smoking rates among rural and underserved communities. I use the word rural, but some of the communities that we're in could best be defined as small communities or even some larger ones. But I'll talk a little bit about why we selected them in a moment. The purpose of the campaign is to increase the media weight of the Truth campaign across these communities, and also we have a complementary grants program. So this CDC funds are being matched 2.1 to 1 by the American Legacy Foundation. So they're over the 3 years, CDC is putting in about a third of the money. Why do we need Truth or Consequences, which is additional media, and why is CDC funding this? Well, Legacy's Truth media campaign has shifted since its initial days. When we first started the campaign, we basically had enough money to adequately cover the nation with a large amount of Truth advertising. And through the years, because of a reduction in funds, we've had to be much more cost efficient with how we buy media. So while we've still been able to maintain a national reach and frequency of exposure to our ads over time, we've had to do a more cost-efficient strategy, and as part of that, we've changed our media buy. We used to do a lot of network advertising, and now we're doing mostly cable. In fact, in the last year or two, about 95%, practically all of our media advertising is at a cable level, and that's more cost-efficient, still reaching a broad number of kids, but it is uneven nationwide. So what happens is, as we've gone to cable, some areas have had less GRPs or exposure media buy than others. It's just a natural consequence of going to cable. And especially in lower population density areas, that seems to be more of an issue. This is particularly important because rural 8th and 10th graders have been shown to have 1.5 times more likely are more likely to smoke than their urban peers. So if the epidemic is greatest among these rural communities, we particularly want to make sure that Truth is there in the future. So that's why we've initiated this program. And over the next 3 years, we began in April of this year, we're increasing the Truth media delivery in across 18 states. That's 41 of approximately 200, a little over 200, designated media market areas, if you're familiar with the marketing world. And what we're doing across those 41 DMA is increasing to the mean national level of Truth. So what the average dose is across the country, we're taking those areas that have lower GRPs, lower media weight, and we're increasing it. We're also providing tobacco use prevention community-based grants across those 41 DMAs. We have selected grants that are in the process of being worked through. We're providing technical assistance and training to the grantees as they get up and running, and we're developing and will implement a national dissemination plan for that grant initiative. Just to show you a little bit of, these are the ads that were actually run. Well, let's see. Sorry. Well, what we had, basically, just to tell you, we had a set of ads that were running on health consequences messages, of the health consequences of tobacco. So we had three really funny ads with a guy with a big afro who's making jokes and really sort of going at the face of the industry. So he's going into a gun store in one of them and talking about how he can find light bullets. Asking the gun store owners what a light, and they're all saying, "What? There is no light bullet. They all kill." So, the message. We also, in the low dose communities, these areas that were increasing, had two classic truth ads. I don't know if some of you remember some of the early days, body bags and 1200, which were some of the classic, iconic ads. We had those showing as well in these local communities. And the purpose of our evaluation. So we're evaluating that campaign as we go through, and the purpose of that evaluation is going to be to investigate the effectiveness of this increased levels of paid media advertising. We clearly want to see whether or not we can increase confirmed awareness of the advertising across these markets that we've bought additional media, and we're also looking over time to see if we can shift anti-tobacco industry beliefs as well as beliefs and attitudes about tobacco use in general. I'll tell you a little bit about the research design that's ongoing. The target population, as I mentioned, of the campaign is 12 to 17-year-olds. And we're also we're looking at a residential population. And across these 41 designated market areas, we're obviously looking at lower population density areas that have historically had reduced truth delivery, at least for the last 3 or 4 years. It's a longitudinal, quasi-experimental treatment control design. This is just a representation of the design. So we couldn't go to all 41 media markets. This is a telephonic survey, and what we've chosen to do is select 8 treatment markets in Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, Tennessee, New Mexico, and Washington. And those areas received an increased dose of the truth beginning in April of this year, and that will continue for the next 2.5 years. And 8 comparison markets were chosen specifically because they match these target demographic areas that have an increased dose. So they're the same, either in the same state or they're very close to those treatment markets, and they're continuing to receive a national dose. So from an evaluation perspective, no one's receiving no truth. We're just comparing a lower dose to a higher dose. The data collection, we have a sample size of 3,500 baseline interviews that were conducted before April of this year, 1,750 in the treatment as well as the comparison groups. Baseline data collection, as I mentioned, was collected before April, and we have just finished up with follow-up data collection that's just been completed. I had hoped our initial results will be announced in early 2008. I'd hope to share a little bit with you today, but because of CDC, we have to talk a lot before we can share data. But I will say that we have initially very positive results. The Truth or Consequences grant program, I just wanted to let folks know about. Sometimes this might be happening in your state now. Grants have been designed to leverage the Enhanced Truth Media campaign by developing local tobacco use prevention projects. So we're working with community-based organizations work on. Right now, they've returned letters of intent for proposals. The projects should be aimed at 12 to 17-year-old youth who are at risk for smoking in the community. And the grants are planning will be awarded in February of 2008. So they'll begin about a year after the program started and continue for the next 2 years. An expert panel is going to be convened to advise on this evaluation plan for the grants program once those grants are selected. And that's our program. Let you know more later. Thanks.